In the past year and a half, the PEDC has commissioned an analysis of market demand for vessel services, as well as a comparison of three different waterfront sites, the city's land at the Scow Bay turnaround, land in Scow Bay owned by the Reed family, and some city land at the Petersburg Shipwrights. The early plans looked at improving one of those three areas to accommodate a publicly owned large vessel travel lift, as well as building some covered workspace, washdown area, and boat storage. The early price tag for those options ranged anywhere from $8.5 million up to as high as $13.3 million. PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera said the organization has since focused attention on the Scow Bay turnaround land and scaled back plans.
The ideas were to add a washdown facility, improve the ramp, add a jetty, have some covered space. And again, it's all pretty conceptual, but kind of build in the basic infrastructure needed to use that space and make it into a workyard without spending, you know, $13 million, basically.
Cabrera said she had not heard a positive response about funding a travel lift from various state or federal officials.
What I get back when I mention the words travel lift are, you know, they don't want to hear the word travel lift at all. So I think in the near term anyway, it's not very popular with funders. At the state level, when I talk to people in the legislature, it's also not a very popular topic. They feel like they've funded travel lift after travel lift after travel lift, and how many travel lifts does Southeast Alaska need?
Petersburg City Council and several advisory boards and commissions this year approved a conceptual plan for the turnaround site. That was in an effort to get the state to turn over tidelands to the city and pave the way for vessel hauling at the site. The state has since responded that the city will still need to apply for a permit with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers before it can transfer the turnaround tidelands. Cabrera said the PEDC has not ruled out the other site options and wanted to gather more input before proceeding with the Scow Bay turnaround site. People attending the meeting had mixed views on which site was best. Willie Herf, a resident from the Scow Bay area, said the PEDC should pursue the land owned by the Reed family.
It gives you a huge advantage. There's already deep water because they used to have barges on board. You can, I mean, a little pile driving or whatever you want to do, or if you want to do little ramps, there's rock, there's the ground is right, it's all there. In my opinion, when you do reeds, you have huge options.
However, John Mergus, owner of a company already offering boat hauling and storage across from the turnaround, said that site was the best for trailering vessels and did not need much improvement.
That's the big plus to the Scow Bay. It doesn't need any infrastructure to really satisfy a tremendous amount of marine service needs right now. The ramp is in good shape for hauling boats. And the lot is excellent. Some infrastructure improvements would be great, but a lot could be done without spending any money at all.
Mergus pushed for using the Scow Bay turnaround site in the short term as a way of offering vessel services with few land improvements. He said there was a need to keep vessel owners from going to other towns for ship work, and the PEDC could still pursue a bigger project at one of the other sites in the long term. Meanwhile, Petersburg Shipwrights owner Frank Townsend wanted the PEDC to keep city land near his business also in mind and not rule out that option. A few other ideas came out at the meeting. Those included considering more than one property, using one to haul out vessels and then trailering to another site. They also talked about looking into a smaller travel lift, something in the 80-ton range that could handle a good portion of the local fleet and most of the smaller boats. Attendees at the meeting also discussed the possibility of a portable washdown facility that would be not permanently tied to one site or another. There's information about the conceptual plan, a timeline, and other background on the Economic Development Council's website at petersburgedc.org. The organization plans to hold another meeting December 10th on the management options for a public boatyard. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.